Yep, there I am. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you turn all the lights on when you get a chance to, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Amen. It is. It is a great time to be alive. Y'all know that, right? Anybody else know that besides these two people over here? Because think about it. Like, really think about it. If God didn't think you was good enough or big enough or bad enough to handle it, you really think you'd have been born right now?
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all. We're probably going to pray here in a little bit. But right now, that's on Pastor Chelsea's heart to pray. And I perceive that, yeah. We do need to pray. But first, we're going to go over a couple of things. Amen. Amen. Because we need to, right? Amen. Because it is amazing sometimes. Well, you look what the Holy Ghost had me preach in the last two services. Amen. On faith. On faith.
Yes.
You know, we stand up and we get after faith sometimes. But some Christians, you know, you look at them, they kind of remind you of the Israelites, to be honest with you. You know, because they're like, oh, get us out of this. We don't want to be slaves no more. Help us out, God. God gets them out as soon as they hit the river. We want to go back. We don't want to stay here. Let us go back. See, they started off hard. They started off ready in faith. They started off hammering it out. We're full of faith. Let's get it. First thing that they seen, first thing that caught their attention, first thing that said what they were believing was contrary or they couldn't have it, they backed off from it. I said they backed off from it. Didn't they? So why act like that? Because if we're truly in faith and we decreed something, we declared something, that's it. Why allow something that we're seeing dictate to us what we believe God for isn't going to happen? Why allow Satan to tell us that what we decreed is so to tell us that it's not? And then all of a sudden we start saying, you know what, you're right. Why allow that to dictate to us that? Why? If we were truly in this, the Word of God, we wouldn't allow things to move us like that. Because I've seen quite a few people today, you know. And I'm not being mean. Y'all know that. I promise. I love everybody. I love myself. Trust me, I've backed off from things before myself. I really have. You know, I thought I started off strong in faith. First time I came up against a wall or a mountain, I fell down, went crawling back. I thought it was mine. I thought I was believing God, you know. Amen. It's still so. Amen. But, you know, I've seen some people. I thought they were, in the natural, they got a pretty good bark to them. They do. You know, they seem like they're all right. They can probably handle themselves, more than likely. But when it comes to faith, they just fall down like a wet rope, just unravel. First obstacle they see, they'll let you know, too, because they'll post it on Facebook. I don't know what's happening. I guess it ain't going to happen now. It just undid everything that we've been believing God for. That fast. Just because Satan said you can't have it, you go, oh, okay, I guess it ain't mine then. But yet he was the one that was cast out of where? Why? Why'd he get cast out? Because he thought he was God. And God said, let me remind you, first off, I created you. You are not God. I'm God. You are not. Now go. And he had to leave. Why? Because he's not God. He can't create. He was created. Amen. Turn over real fast to Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. Glory be to God. Growing up, you know, I fought a little bit, and then there was this guy. He actually had me scared, to be honest with you. And Dad sat me down one day. He said, "Why are you letting him do that?" I said, "He can whoop me." He goes, "How do you know?" You know, and that's about the only time I really got afraid, scared to fight somebody. Because later on, we started doing it a little more, and then I got to know what I was capable of. Capable of. I seen me fight. And I know I can handle myself. I know I can, because I saw myself do it a few times. And so, that being said, I don't back down from fights. I don't. Especially now. Because I figured out it's not me at this point, but the one that's backing me. And the one that's backing me has never lost a fight yet and will not ever lose a fight. And so me knowing, you know, like, but anyways, I know who's backing me now. And so then why would I allow Satan to convince me that I'm whooped, that I've lost? Why? Why? Just because of one thing? Just because of what is said? See, we're going too much off of emotions, off of our senses. We're not staying in faith about something because we're allowing our emotions or our feelings, what we can see, what we hear. We're allowing that to dictate to us what we're believing. Why allow that? Because I'm just going to tell y'all like this, okay? Turn to your neighbor. Say, "He loves us, I promise." Well, I love Chelsea. I do. And she'll fight at the drop of a hat. Y'all might not think so, but I've seen her get mad a few times. A few at me. But especially if you go to her messing with her family. And so I know that she's got my back. If it jumps off, I know she has me. I don't have to turn around to find out where she's at. I don't have to turn around to see if she's with me or not. Because I know her. I know her at this point. And I know if it jumps off and we're going down the road or something jumps off crazy, I know. I don't have to check. Because ain't nobody touching the family. And see, we don't just do that in the natural. We brought that over here into the supernatural, into the spiritual. And so I know if Satan tries to come against us, I know I got somebody with me. I know God, you know He's with me, but I know naturally. I don't have to check. If we're going up against something and we start just speaking things out and decreeing things, I don't have to turn around or look to see where she's at. I don't. See, you need to know where your better half is at on some things with you. And if they're not there with you, help them. Don't talk down to them. Talk about where you at. I thought you was with me. No. Just say, "Come on, let's go at this together. I need some help. You're with me. Let's do it." So I don't have to second guess about where she's at. I don't. Like growing up, me and my brother Joey, even my cousin Tommy, one time, we got jumped by, it was like 8 different guys one day. I remember. And so, you know, what do? We run? No. We was just getting after it. Why? Because you're not touching family. I don't care who you are. You're not touching family. You can do what you want, but you start putting hands on family, that's it. We're going to work some things out. And I promise you, you ain't going to win. They thought they was going to win, but they didn't. I promise you, they didn't. At one point, I looked over, seen Joy. He's getting worked over a little bit, so we helped him out, but they didn't win. Another time, this guy was standing in my face, mouthing me. He's a few grades older than me. And he's standing in front of me, mouthing me, and I was just like, whatever, whatever. And all of a sudden, he hit me right in the mouth, or right in my nose and mouth, kind of perfect. Boom. And I just went like that, and I seen some blood, and my brother Joy was right beside me. Never seen anything like this before. Before I could even move to hit this guy, Joey, flat-footed, jumped off the ground, wrapped his legs around this guy, and rode him to the ground, hitting him. Little spider monkey. So then, I'm just saying that. Well, you don't mess with family.
That's right. Come on now.
So whose family are you part of? Whose family are you a part of? See, you need to know. I know what family I'm a part of, but you need to know. Whose family are you a part of? Because when you truly know it, things like this that's going on don't faze you. Things like this going on don't move you or get you just posting crazy stuff. Things like this don't get you to wavering and moving about like the Israelites. Every time they seen something contrary, they backed off and fell down. We can't do it now. Yeah, not us. But I'm saying all that to tell you this. You're going to have some backbone to run with us at Spirit Life. I promise you that. And we all here do, don't we? Obviously. Because it's just us chickens here tonight. Y'all know y'all hungry. Y'all here on a weeknight. Amen. Whose family are we a part of? God's family. You think he's going to allow somebody just to push us around? You know, I didn't know I was going to go over to Colossians 2 real fast. We'll go ahead and read it. Go to 2 Corinthians 7, please. 2 Corinthians 7, please. Everybody there? Yes. Amen. It says, great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my boasting of you. I am filled with what? Mine says comfort. Where did I tell y'all to go? 2 Corinthians 7, 4? No? Oh, sorry. Well, I asked y'all. Y'all said I told you. Second Corinthians 7:4. All right. It says, I have great boldness. Oh, here you go. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with what? I am what? In what? But what are they? They're exceedingly what? Some of us need to let our face know. Some of us need to let our Facebook posts know. Some of us need to let our Twitter accounts know. Because see, somebody that doesn't know that they have the answer they're believing for, they ain't happy. They're in turmoil. Why? Because they think it's all falling apart. They think this is it. Obviously, tribulations means troubles or distress, right? Yeah, it does. Amen. Let's turn over to 2 Peter real fast, please. Let me see if I want to go there. Second Peter 1:12 first, please. Will you pull that up, King James? 2 Peter 1:12 says, for this reason I will not be I will not be negligent, there you go, to remind you always of these things. To remind you always of these things. To remind you always of these things. Though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, we got through it. What Peter is saying is, I know you think that you've heard it before, but it's important that I remind you of it again. That's pretty much what he's saying. Right? What are we being reminded of? That we are triumphant and that we are exceedingly joyful. And that we are victorious. That we don't ever have a bad day. That we don't ever have distress. We don't ever have anxiety. We don't ever have depression. Amen. Well, at least a couple of y'all don't. Amen. Pull up 2 Peter 1:4 real fast, please. Let me see what that says. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these we may be partakers of the divine nature. Amen. Having escaped what? What have we escaped? Fruitful growth in the faith. Having escaped. Having escaped. See, that's how we, as Spirit Life, us, that's how we're able just to go every day laughing, joyful, exceedingly joyful, not depressed, not looking like everybody else. Why? Because we know we've escaped all this corruption. It ain't a part of us. It ain't us. That's not part of who my dad is. Amen. A couple more. Let's go over to Isaiah, please. 54:17. Isaiah. No weapon. No weapon. What is a weapon? No weapon. That means anything created. Anything created to cause you harm. Anything created to cause you harm. Whenever I got to Iraq, or before I went, Dad gave me a book. It was about this one soldier. He is in the Desert Storm. And he said that while they was there, the Iraqis started shooting missiles at them. And then he said that he either spoke to it or started praying. And he said that they'd sit there and watch. The Iraqis would shoot these missiles at them. He said you'd watch it go, and then all of a sudden it'd just turn around and go right back to them. Well, I don't believe that. Well, you can believe what you want. But apparently you ain't read the Bible at all. Because I remember a few times, like the leopard, you know, sitting outside the kingdom there whenever they was all in lack. Remember the one guy said, even if God opens the window of heaven, I don't think that we're just going to get all of a sudden have food and money. He said, you're going to see it, but you ain't going to partake of it. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. And so the leopard's like, why sit here and die? Why are we just going to sit here and die? Let's go to the other camp. Even if they kill us, who cares? We're going to die anyways. Let's at least go have a full belly before we die, right? And so they started walking over there. But what happened when they started walking over there? Angels on top of the trees running, wide open, moving. And then all of a sudden, all the army over there, it sounded like, they said it sounded like a whole army was coming at them, scared them all, and they all left. How many people was it? Three or four. However many it was, way less than what they thought against thousands of men. And they ran off scared, left everything they owned. How scared do you have to be to leave everything you own? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue? Every tongue that rises against you? Nuh-uh. Ain't gonna happen. It can try, but it won't prosper. It will not bring forth whatever it's trying to do. Because see, everybody else, when the tongue rises against them, they can receive it if they want to. Yeah. But me and Chelsea, and I know y'all, spirit of life, no. 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 If it's not coming out of that word of God, I care less what you say. I ain't trying to be mean, but I'm just going to be blunt. Real fast, James 1:2, please. James 1:2. Actually, go over to John 3. Wait, let me make sure where it's at. Hang on a second. Calm down. John Mudd. Where is that? John 16:33. That's what I thought. I just didn't write it down. John 16:33, please. John 16:33. Amen. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Yep. Yes. Have what?
Peace.
Peace. In the world, you will have what?
Tribulation.
But I need you to really, if you got a pen, you need to underline this, highlight it, circle it, get a sticky note out, put just glitter all around it. You need to really focus on these next sentence. What does it say? Some of us need to let our face know that we need to be of good cheer. Some of us need to let our face know, be of good cheer. Some of us need to let our Facebook posts know, be of good cheer. What does it say? Everybody else, what does that say? I need y'all to really see that. I'm serious. Be of good cheer. Why? Why are we going to be of good cheer? Who is that? Hallelujah. Be of good cheer. He's saying we're in the world. Here in the world, we will have tests and trials, tribulations. But he also said, be of good cheer. I have overcome. I've already won. No weapon formed against you. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Amen. Hallelujah. Another translation, it says, I will not let it overcome you.
Amen.
I will not let it overcome you, the world. I will not let it overcome you. And then another translation says, I have robbed it of its power to defeat you.
Yes.
I've robbed it of its power to defeat you.
Amen.
Son, hallelujah. I almost burn off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn over to James 1:2 now, please. Don't be fickle. Don't be tossed around like the Israelites just because something that you believe that you already spoke out because you see something that says it's contrary or it's not coming to pass. Don't be shaken. Because he that wavers, don't let the man that wavers expect that he'll what? Receive anything from God. Don't let him think. Don't even let him think it. Don't even let him have just an idea that he's going to receive something. Not if he's wavering. Amen. I'm going to read this. My brethren, count it all what? Count it all what?
Joy.
When you fall into diverse temptations, right? Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials. That's the Amplified Classic. Of any sort or fall into various temptations. Encounter any trials of any sort. Of any sort. Amen. Turn over to Colossians 2:15 real fast, please. Okay. Thank you. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Colossians 2:15. hallelujah. Sorry. Amen. Hallelujah. Having what? Having what? See, whenever you start feeling down, these scriptures that we went over tonight, you should have these wrote down. You should really have these wrote down. Because how are you going to go back to something if you don't remember where it's at?
Yes.
Amen. You should really have them wrote down. That way, whenever something tries to catch your eye and tell you something contrary, you can go right back to the Word of God and say, look, no, no, look. Look, no, no, look. I'm counting it all joy. First off, what I'm seeing, it doesn't bother me. I'm not going to allow it to distract me. Amen. And then having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. In the Amplified Classic, it says, God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display. Made a bold display and public example of them. And triumphing over them in him and in it, the cross. The King James, it says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. He made a show of them openly. Spoiled, right there, I looked it up just a second ago. Let me go back to it. I looked it up in the Oxford Dictionary right here. It says some of the verbs are damage, impair, blemish, disfigure, deface, injure, ruin, destroy, wreck. Amen. But I also looked up triumphing in the Noah Webster. Actually, it's just triumph. In the Noah Webster, the 1828. If you don't have the Noah Webster 1828, I mean, if it was me, I'd probably download it. It's because it's good. Amen. But this definition here of triumph, all right? Among the ancient Romans, a pompous ceremony performed in honor of various generals, or of in honor of victorious generals, all right? Who was allowed to enter the city crowned, originally with laurel, whatever that is, but in later times with gold, bearing a tunic in one hand and a branch of laurel in the other, riding in a chariot drawn by two white horses and followed by the kings, princes, and generals whom he had vanquished. See, he's making a show of them. This is how they used to do it. And they'd ride through town where everybody was at so that they could see them. Look, they're dead. I killed them. I smoked them. They thought they was going to kill us, but they didn't have a victory today. They died today. Yes. Right? Yes. Princes of whom he vanquished, loaded with chains and insulted by mimics and buffoons. The triumph was of two kings, the greater and the less. The lesser triumph was granted for a victory over enemies of less considerable power and was called an ovation. But he made to celebrate with victory, to rejoice for victory, to obtain victory, to be prosperous, to flourish. But right here, will you pull that back up, please? Right here, now, there it is. It says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing. What does that mean? He made a show of them. See, Satan thought he had them. Satan thought he won. But what happened? He got shown up. He became a spectacle of everybody to laugh at. He became a spectacle of defeat. So why do we allow him to have victory over us sometimes? If he was defeated, then he's defeated. And it's got nothing to do with you but the one backing you, the one on the inside of you, the one that he gave his authority to you. And all we got to do is use it? It's like being Superman and not flying, although yet I'm able to fly. Yeah. Triumphing over them. He made a show of them. He made a show of them. Hallelujah. He made a show of them, triumphing over them and it, over Satan, death, hell, and the grave, of being victorious. Because Satan lost. That's the deal. Satan lost. I need y'all know that, right? He said, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. What's that? Ha, ha, ha. That's what good cheer is. Good cheer is just able to laugh at any moment in your life. Regardless of what it looks like or what's going on, able to stand up and go, ha, ha, ha. Y'all remember the Bishop Oedipo, right? Whenever his wife said, you know, I've had a miscarriage. Because she saw evidence of it, went to the doctor, which was her cousin. He confirmed it. You had a miscarriage, went home. He got home. He sat down at the kitchen table. She said, I need to tell you something. I'll go ahead. I had a miscarriage. What's the first thing out of his mouth? I don't know why God would allow this to happen to me and my family. God, I've been serving you all my life. God, I pay tithe. God, I've been praying. He didn't have one single whine. Whenever somebody gets that whine in their voice, they're already defeated. Yes. God, I thought. Yes. Well, God. You can tell where somebody's at. If they get that whine in their voice, they're already defeated. Because, see, they don't know who's backing them. They don't know who's on the inside of them. They truly don't know. I mean, we can read this all day, but if you truly don't believe that, it's nothing but a book and paper and words to you. And it will do nothing for you. But us, we're of good cheer. He said, it cannot happen. Pass me my food. Be of good cheer. 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 Be of good cheer and be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Amen. And pass me my food. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Because we are set at the table, right? We're set at the table, right? In the presence of our enemies. But yet, everything that we need is at the table. It can't happen. Pass me my food, please. Because whenever we're set at the table, that's where everything that we need is at. See, the problem is we don't sit at the table sometimes. We're still standing at the door looking at everybody else at the table. We need to walk ourselves in the room to sit at the table. And sit down and partake of what belongs to us. Amen. And then one more real fast, please. Turn over to Luke 1. Hold that place. Go over to Jeremiah 1, 13, please. Did you pull it up already?
Jeremiah what?
1:13. Go up to 12, please. Yeah. Then said the Lord unto me. Do you have that in the Amplified at all? Yes. Okay, thank you. Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well. For I am alert and active, watching over my word. So see, if we're talking Satan language, how is God watching over his word and performing it? If we're talking lack, defeat, sadness, gloom and doom, and don't know what we're going to do now, if we're talking that, how is God going to perform his word? How? I mean, we need to ask ourselves that. How is God going to accomplish everything that he needs to accomplish if I'm not saying anything that he's saying?
Wow. Amen.
Come on. Amen. Look, I'm not going to lie to y'all. You know, we started off strong. I don't know if some of y'all are mad, but don't be mad. Just smile. Amen. Because some of y'all are looking at me weird. I'm very lovable, though. I promise. And y'all all know I really do love y'all, right? Seriously? And y'all know I'm not ever preaching at you. Y'all know that, right? I need y'all to understand that. At least two of y'all understand it. Amen. I'm preaching to myself the whole time. I promise you. But if God's he's alert and active. He's waiting. Waiting for his word to be spoke. That way he can perform it. Amen. Now turn over to Luke 1:37, please. And you can pull that up in the Amplified Classic, please. Yep. Y'all there? If you're not, it's up here on the screen. It says, for with With hope?
Or with God?
For with yourself?
No.
For with your spouse?
No.
For with the church?
No.
For with God?
Yes.
Say nothing.
Nothing.
Say nothing.
Nothing.
Say nothing.
Nothing.
Say nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing is ever, 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 ever impossible. And know what? So no word from who? Yourself? No word from who? Shall be without power. Shall be without power. Shall be without power. Shall be without power. Or impossible of fulfillment. See, so when I wake up and I start speaking the same thing that God spoke over my life, no word from God's going to be without power, and no word from God is going to be impossible of fulfillment. No word. And so as long as I'm speaking what God's saying, nothing's going to be without power and nothing's going to be impossible. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, was any of y'all helped? Amen. I know I was. And so we are going to pray for a minute, but we're not going to get a sad pray. It's a victory pray. We are victorious. We're just continually praying things out that we already know is ours. Correct? We're not begging God for nothing. Are we? No. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just stand to our feet. Give a shout of victory in this place. Amen. We're going to act on those things that we just heard from the Word of God. Amen. So hallelujah. Let's just say hallelujah. Let's just say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.